Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression. This song for you.
Today's a new day.
Welcome to Renewing Your Mind, helping you realize the true transformation as promised in Romans 12:2. We address the topic of avoidant personality disorder and related conditions. Does criticism destroy you? Do you feel rejected by everyone, or do you feel all alone in the world? Do you feel as if everyone is better than you or everyone is watching? If this describes you, this podcast is for you. If this describes someone close to you, this podcast is for you. This is a space to share experiences, ask questions, support one another, and begin to find healing and hope through the renewing of your mind.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on!
Today's a new day.
And now, here are your hosts, Philip and Rebecca Dacus.
Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day. So tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Restoring Your Mind. My name is Philip Dacus, and I will be your host. Rebecca, I don't think, is going to be joining us tonight. She is actually going to school to be a therapist, so Wednesdays are a little bit of a rough day for her, so I'm not sure if she is going to be making it or not. Stay tuned on that one, and we'll find out together what days she's going to be able to make it, if at all. I do very much hope that she's going to be able to come back, because she is the normal in the relationship. She's the one that brings the balance to me, because I'm the one that has dealt with avoidant personality and has come out on the other side. But as these issues often do, they leave the remnants behind. Avoidant personality is always something that I will struggle with in one way or another. Even though I've been healed and recovered from it, there are still residual effects that I'll carry with me probably for the rest of my life. And I know it can be a little bit difficult to understand, because in our churches, we often hear that, you know, healing is 100%. You get healed, you're done with it, but that is not always completely the case. Often there are residual effects, just like if you were an alcoholic, you were delivered from alcoholism, but for the rest of your life, you probably have a propensity towards being, towards alcohol. So you don't want to go. You probably want to stay away from bars, stay away from things like that, just because there is that lure there that you can fall back into easily if was given the opportunity. So the wise thing to do is stay away from it. Same thing goes with drugs, alcohol, pornography, on and on and on. If you've struggled with it, and even if you've been healed from it at some point, it's still something that you will carry some residual effects from, and you will have to be careful of. We hear the same thing in with Paul. Paul had a thorn in his side. He prayed three times to God to take this thorn from him, and God said no, because my grace is sufficient for you. That simply meaning that because Paul had this thorn in his side, he had this, we really don't know what it was, but because he had this issue, it was something that kept him humble. He had to rely on God. He couldn't say, well, I did this in my own strength. I did this because I'm so great, or whatever. I've got this thing, this issue.
Today's a new day.
This has been Renewing Your Mind with Philip and Rebecca Dacus. Find more resources at our website, avoidance.org. And join us again next time for Renewing Your Mind. This has been Renewing Your Mind with Philip and Rebecca Dacus. Find more resources at our website, avoidance.org. And join us again next time for Renewing Your Mind.
Hardships, difficulties,
right now.
Tears, storms, this is what I do.
I smile. Woo. Even though I'm hurting, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while.
Still,
I smile.
See, I just don't want you to be happy.